The U.S. Grains Council is wrapping up their 59th annual delegate meeting in Cincinnati, Ohio, today. For the new CEO and president of the U.S. Grains Council, Ryan LeGrand, the Grains Council work isn't new to him, as for many years, he ran the Mexico office.
Right. You know, Mexico really turned into a second home for me. I started working there in 2000, started trading there and traveled back and forth for a decade before moving down there in 2010. So I spent 9.5 years living in Mexico and just really got to know the people, the culture, and how things work down there. And I think that really helped me during the NAFTA and USMCA negotiation to kind of put myself in their shoes and really try to come to an understanding on both sides that we wanted no harm to agriculture. And the good thing was that Mexican industry was on our side with that. They agreed fully, and we showed a united front in to our government, to that of the Mexican government, to say, hey, you know, let's not tinker around with what's going on in ag, because we've got a lot of great things going between the two countries, and let's keep business as normal there.
So have you gotten any inkling as to when we might see USMCA all taken care of?
I think so. You know, Mexico has already ratified it. They were the first out of the three countries to ratify it. And we keep hearing that September, October could be a possibility for a timeline to get it ratified in the United States. So we really need to get this done. Everyone wants to see it get done. And then we'll move on to the next trade agreement from there.
Comments from the new president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council, Ryan LeGrand. Again, the meeting wrapping up today in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.